This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Roughly 2.5 million people become eligible tomorrow for the COVID vaccine. They are the remainder in Phase 1B. State Vaccine Task Force Director Scott Sherman says mass vaccination sites will be opened.
We designed these sites to have the capability to administer 6,000 doses per day. And it is certainly our plan to ramp up these sites and operate them 6 days per week as the vaccination supply increases.
Sites include the Grand Junction Convention Center, Broadmoor World Arena in Colorado Springs, State Fairgrounds in Pueblo, and Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Adams County. As the House debated the fate of so-called Dreamers today, Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse addressed Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who spoke about the current surge at the southern border. Neguse, who was born in McCarthy's California district, says Democrats are working to secure the American dream.
Across the United States, young people who live in fear, young people who have known no other country but the United States as their home. That's what this bill is about.
A vote on the Dream and Promise Act is expected later today. The number of Coloradans filing initial unemployment claims last week remained about the same as the week before, roughly 11,000. The State Labor Department says nearly 1,500 self-employed and gig workers also filed for unemployment. The state has paid nearly $8 billion in jobless benefits since the pandemic began. 43 in Denver, 50 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.